As thou art interested in your prayers tonight, could our song leader lead us in, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus, please?
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
I have a question tonight. Have you made up your mind? Do you have a strong purpose tonight in the direction that you want your life to go? Is your heart fixed tonight? The song that we just sang said, I have decided to follow Jesus. Do you know decision is something that is conscious? The Lord is not interested in us tonight just following traditions and coming to camp meeting because it's what we've always done, and coming to service and fellowshipping with this people because it's the way we were raised. Because those things do not save us. It takes personally and individually tonight a decision on our part of our own volition, without force and without coercion, that, Lord, I choose to follow you. Think about going back a little bit of time in 49 BC when Julius Caesar would cross the Rubicon River. Some of you are familiar with that history. It was illegal and contrary to the law of Rome for a general and his to bring his army into Italy. And that was their protection. They had their generals out fighting their wars, but it was against the law to cross into Italy. And so Julius Caesar was going back to Rome and his army was with him. And he got to the Rubicon River and to the border, and he made a decision. He knew that if I crossed this river, it was going to start a civil war. And he was going to overthrow the government that was in power. And the moment that he put his foot in the water, he knew that the die was cast. And there was no going back, because it would be seen in essence as treason and contrary to the law of Rome. And so there's a common phrase, crossing the Rubicon. Have you crossed the Rubicon? That's where that phrase comes from. Do you know tonight that it's not good enough to be at the edge of the Rubicon River spiritually and be looking over on the other side and staying in that condition? There is going to come a time in each one of our lives where the Lord is asking for a decision. Are you going to go forward, or are you going to turn back? And the Lord, when Julius Caesar, again, when he stepped into that water, the other phrase that goes right along with, they said, the die is cast. You can turn around, but the die is cast. I wonder if the die has been cast in your life and in my life tonight. There is a song, and I wish I could sing it, and I can't. It said, I've made up my mind. The song says, I found myself at a crossroads. I knew the time was right. For God's Holy Spirit spoke to my heart that night. He showed me my lost condition, and I bowed in full contrition. Now I'm in a new position since I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind no matter what others say. I will follow Christ and walk in His ways. Though the battle gets hard and the road is steep, that's okay. I've set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with Him and raised to new life. All things of this world I'm leaving behind because I've made up my mind. Have we made up our mind? Have we crossed the Rubicon, folks? There is only one way to spiritual victory tonight. And yes, we talk about the power of God and God's grace. But let us not forget, God's grace will only work in our lives when we have fixed our heart and made up our mind. There are too many people that sit under the sound of the gospel in our living life and coming to services, and in their minds they're about convinced that God's grace just isn't working for me. Because I was in a time of temptation, I have problems, and it just seems like God let me down. But folks, we cannot expect God's grace to work in our life effectively unless we have fixed our heart and made up our mind. That, Lord, no matter what happens, I choose Christ. No matter what happens, I say no to the world and yes to You, Lord. And that is when God's grace starts working in our life. But God's grace is not going to work effectively, young people, tonight. It will not work effectively in our life if we're still a little bit undecided. I'm just not quite sure what I'm going to do. And then we're disappointed when it seems like God lets us down. But God's grace will come through for us. His power is still effective in people's lives, but it only will work when we have made up our mind and say, Lord, I give You my heart. And my intent and my purpose is to serve You. There are many people that are at a crossroads tonight. There are some here tonight, I'm sure, that are not saved. And you know that if you delay making a decision for the Lord, by tacit consent, you are making a decision. Decision delayed is a decision in and of itself. And there are some here tonight that are saved and love the Lord, but there are things that God is calling for in our lives, but we're just not quite sure what we're going to do yet. We need to set our mind tonight. The Lord is calling for a people that are dedicated and consecrated and focused. That I've made up my mind. And yes, we're going to be different from the world. Yes, there will be people that don't understand us. Yes, there will be pressures that your family will exert on you to do differently. But Lord, my mind is made up. I heard the call of Christ and I responded, and Lord, it's my heart and I'm going to follow You. One of the greatest powers that each one of us individually possess tonight is the power to make decisions for ourselves. We have the power to come and go. And I know, children, maybe you're here because you have to be tonight. But there will come a day that you don't have to be here. There will come a time, and I'll just add this, young people and children, as long as you live in your parents' home, you are to be subject to their will and desire and purposes for your life. When you are out on your own, you can have the home, your home like you want it. But there's a place, young people, I just entreat you tonight, don't give your parents problems. You may not see it and you may not understand it, but if you have godly parents, there's a reason why that they're requiring some things in the home. There's a reason why they say, you know what, we don't want this in the home. We don't want you going there. We don't want to bring these worldly things in the home. Even if you don't understand it right now, I want to encourage you young people to accept that this is my parents' home. And I'm going to respect their wishes. And there's going to come a time when you might have your own home. And you know what? You will have the power to set your house rules. You will have, but with the Lord tonight, Brother Philip said, and he's made more than one comment today to just dovetail with the message, but I'll tell you, the Lord is not going to force us to serve Him. Tonight, you have the power. David said, my soul is continually where? In my hand. In young people, your parents can't force you to serve God either. I mean, they can have rules, and they ought to have rules. But they can't change your heart. A changed heart only comes about when we humble our heart to the Lord and say, Lord, I choose You. And where does the decision of heart come from? Except something that happens in the mind. It's a choice. And it's a decision. And then the power to save is God's. But He will not save against our will. That's why when we pray for the unsaved, we say, Lord, would You save them? Well, of course the Lord wants to save them. What we're actually praying for, maybe we don't always phrase it that way, is, Lord, would You send Your Holy Spirit to convict them, to draw them, to give them a desire to be saved, because God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But He will not save us against our will. So for all of us tonight, wherever we are in our walk with God, He will not force us to be saved. He will not force us to live a holy life. He will not force us to be obedient to His Word. It brings heartache and grief when people choose not to. But you know, the Lord wants, we already heard, He wants a volunteer army. He wants us to be here because, Lord, I want to be here. I live the way people say, well, I can't do this because my church teaches against it and I can't do it. Well, sure you can. Well, people say, well, I just couldn't do it because the pressure of the ministers and what everybody would think if I went and did this or did that. That is not what this is about tonight. So if you're doing something just to fit in, God has something better for you. Don't make a decision in your life that's going to affect your life because you say, well, Brother Michael says I have to. Well, what does that have to do with it? This is about a relationship that we have with God individually, and there is a power of decision and a power of choice that we have to make tonight. That's the greatest power we have, the power to choose. We have the power to make friends or enemies. We have the power to do good or to do evil. We have the power to obey or disobey. We have the power to spend money or save it. You do have that power. There's a couple amens there. We have the power tonight to foster friendship or to break it up. We have the power tonight to be in unity with God's people because of the work of God in our life, or we have the power to disfellowship ourselves from others that are walking with God. That power is in our hands tonight. We make dozens of decisions every day. There are some sources that say that we make over 35,000 decisions every single day. Cornell University did a study, and they said that we make 226.7, if you've ever made 0.7 decisions, 226.7 decisions daily about food. And I was thinking about that at lunch today. Am I going to eat that or not? And if I do, how much? In what piece? And am I going to have this? And if so, how much? And do you see how the decisions start to add up? There is a decision tonight that the Lord wants us to make to cross the Rubicon that, Lord, I'm going to follow You. And I'm not going to stay on this side, but I'm going to cross the river, no turning back. One of the reasons there are too many up and down experiences is because people haven't made up their mind. It's, I want some of the things of God, but I'm not willing to let go of the world. If that's your condition tonight, I will save you some struggle. It won't work. I don't want you to go to the world, but just know you will never find the peace of God in your life. You will never find real spiritual victory as long as you are seeking the things of this world and at the same time trying to do some of the things that God wants you to do. I would rather we follow the things of God whether you're saved or not. It's a good way to live. It's the right way to live, but we can't expect it to bring victory. We can't expect it to bring peace in our heart until we come to the place that say, I'm going to cross the Rubicon and I've made up my mind. This is how I'm going to live. And that decision will keep us in a lot of, it'll keep us through a lot of difficulties in life. We may struggle and we may have some fail. I say may, we will. There will be some failures along the way. Is that all right? There's going to be some failures. There's going to be times, young people, that you don't know why, that I wanted to serve the Lord and it just seems like I made a mess of things. Well, I don't even know where I'm at anymore. Where's your heart? And when you have made up your mind, when there is failure, you just come back to the Lord and say, Lord, my mind and my heart is still to serve you. And I don't understand why I failed here. I made this mess. But God will help you. But when your mind is made up, it will keep you. But if you're waffling, too many times we're just going to end up staying in a place of failure. We're not going to find the place of victory. We're not going to find the place of power. Jesus told His disciples over in Luke in the 14th chapter, in the 25th verse, Jesus said, there went great multitudes, and He turned and said, if any man come to Me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life, also he cannot be My disciple. He wasn't saying to hate. It meant love less. Because if you're going to follow the Lord, it's going to take loving Him with what? All of our heart. Means everything. And if we're like the young rich ruler that says, Lord, I want to follow You and I'm keeping the commandments. And the Lord says, yeah, but there's one thing that's hindering your decision. Because it's where your heart is. You love your money more than Me, so I want you to give that up. And the young man, it said he went away sorrowful. Jesus was not looking for a people to be saved or to worship Him out of some emotional response that is stirred up by a worship service, that's stirred up by a charismatic minister, that's stirred up by the trauma that may come in our life. Jesus went on to say this, whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after Me cannot be My disciple. In other words, this is important that you understand if you're going to follow Me, Jesus is saying. There's a cross, and you can't be My disciple if you don't take up your cross. And I don't want you just to arbitrarily say, well, Lord, I'll take it, I'll follow You. Jesus gave them some pause. He said, for which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it? Count the cost is not an emotional decision. Counting the cost is investigating and considering and thinking about and evaluating the pros and the cons and coming to a place of decision. Because, you see, that's what love is about. Love is much more than an emotion. Love is a choice and a decision. When my wife and I said our vows, we didn't know everything we were vowing. Through sickness and health, through poverty and riches, and I say my wife got more of the sickness and poverty than she did the others. She didn't know what all she was vowing to, but do you know what? Those vows meant something. I made up my mind. No matter what happens, I give you my love. That's what the Lord's looking for tonight. Does it mean you won't have spiritual battles and struggles? Yes, we will. But when you have set your heart and made up your mind and counted the cost, when things get a little difficult or things get rough, it will see you through those times because you've made up your mind. Have you counted the cost? Elijah asked the people, he said, how long will you halt? How long halt will ye halt between two opinions? And he said, if God's God, if the Lord's God, then follow Him. And if not, then follow Baal. That was the prophet of God. He wasn't wanting them to follow Baal, but he was wanting them to come to a place that they would make a choice and saying, if this is right, then follow it. If it's right, fix your heart tonight. Joshua told the people as well. He said, choose you this day whom you'll serve. And the people said, oh, we'll follow the Lord. And you remember Joshua's response? He, in essence, said, no, you won't. And they said, yes, we will. And he said, if you're going to follow the Lord, then you need to put away the gods of Egypt. Put away the gods of Egypt. Because no man can serve two masters tonight. It takes a decision. It takes a choice. And we live in a time that it seems like the enemy is trying more and more to bring worldliness amongst professing saints. And his purpose is to try to cause our decision to follow the Lord with all of our heart to get a little bit unstable. Because we want the world, but we also don't want to lose what we know is right. We want to hold on to that. Folks, it's not going to work. It won't work. If we're going to choose to follow the Lord tonight, we need to let it work in every area of our life. And that's why Jesus said, count the cost. How long has it been since we've counted the cost? You know, this just is not for the unsaved. There are times we face, because see, we make a decision to serve the Lord, but we also make daily decisions about what we're going to do with that relationship. We make daily decisions about, am I going to put the Lord first in my life today? Am I going to follow the leadings of His Spirit today? We're free to choose, saints, but we are not free to choose the consequences. We're free to choose, but the consequences will come based upon the decisions that we make in life. There were those that walked away from Jesus in His day. Said they walked away, and I know it's discouraging. We don't want anybody to walk away. But Jesus let them go. But what we're finding today is just like the Scripture says, is that many places, the ministry, and I'm speaking in the world generally, in the Christian world, they are compromising truth because people want to feel comfortable where they're at. And so then they want to have the crowds, they want to have the numbers, and so they're not willing to stand where the Bible stands. And they can have the numbers, but folks, it's not where the victory lies. It's not where the power of God is. The power of God is when we say, Lord, I'm going to follow You, whatever You tell me, Lord. And then our struggle is not then about, am I going to follow Him or not? Our struggle is, Lord, help me today to humble my heart and be in that place that I can avail myself of Your grace to follow through on where my mind and my heart is. But as long as we are always kind of, what am I going to do? There is a place of great instability that will rest in our Christian experience. And that is the very reason that James told us, he said, a double-minded man is what? Unstable in what? In all his ways. Can we be saved and unstable? I think we can. But it comes because there has been a lack of decision. Because we're still kind of wanting some of both things. And we haven't really made up our mind. It's going to take a decision that, Lord, I'm going to follow You no matter what happens. When we come to the crossroads, it's not, if our mind's made up, it's not an issue of where am I going to go. It's, Lord, which way do You want me to go? And when the Lord says, this is the way, walk ye in it, then our heart says and our mind says, yes, Lord, I will do it. But Lord, I sure don't feel like I have the strength to do it. Would You help me, Lord? And the power of God will work effectively in our lives. But our mind has to be made up. But too many people are living their life for God like a minister I read about, not among us. A minister that he was unmarried and he wrote to a woman and he told her that God had revealed that she was the one that he was supposed to marry. And he said, God showed me. But he said, but if not, let me know, because he said there are some other possibilities. It's what people do with the Lord many times. It's, yes, this is what the Lord wants, but we still want to, we're kind of keeping some options open. Is it really the Lord then? Is our mind really made up? I don't know what decisions everyone's facing tonight, but is your mind made up to follow the Lord no matter what? No matter where it leads us, no matter where it takes us, in spite of all these things? Because see, when we're double-minded, mentioned the scripture said where there's instability. Instability causes people to be unreliable. Instability causes people to be divided, half-hearted, not quite sure where we're at. Have you ever had someone come and ask you about someone else and said, well, is so-and-so saved? And you were just almost left with your mouth open, just not quite sure what to say. Because see, we're not the ones that save or unsave someone. But sometimes what causes the question is, they profess to be saved. They say with their mouth they're saved, but the fruit of their decision really isn't there. The fruit is showing something else. Because intention and decisions are different things. Decisions will be borne out in the fruit or the evidence of our life. And it doesn't matter how much we say, I intend to follow the Lord. The issue is, what are we doing? That's the decisions we're making, is based upon what we're doing. How we're living our life. The actual choices that we are making. When we set our heart, we won't be tossed back and forth. Because our mind's made up. I was in a class one time, and I know there's at least a few here that were probably in that very class. But have you ever, in college, I was in a physics class. Second semester physics and engineering was what we called a weed out class. You know what that means? They want to scare you in quitting. Have students in there that were used to making A's, and you go in and get the evidence. You get a test, and the class average is a 30 to 40%. Bill, you been there? All right. I didn't want to be alone. And you sit there in stunned silence, looking at this grade of what you would say these are high achievers. What's the class average? 36%. And you come back to class the next day and half the people are gone. And what they're wanting to find out is, we want people that have made up their mind. Yeah. We're going to scare you out. But if you've made up your mind, this is what I want to do, no matter what. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if I can make it through this class, but I'm coming back the next day. And you know what? It's amazing that we survived. And it was because people made a choice. And spiritually tonight, it is the exact same way. If you will make up your mind, and I want to say this especially to encourage the young people. If you will set your heart tonight you're still going to have some struggles. And there's going to be some things in your life that are going to happen that are going to kind of throw you for a spiritual loop. But if you have fixed your heart, you're going to get back up. You're come back to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't understand how this happened. I'm looking at this spiritual 30%. I flunked. But Lord, I'm not giving up. My mind is still to serve you. My heart is still to serve you. Lord, do in my life whatever you need to do, but I want to make it all the way. You will make it by God's grace. You will make it by His power. So don't give up, young people. Don't allow the devil to cause you to throw your hands in the air because you had a rough time. Don't allow the enemy, because there are some mountains that seem like or waves that overwhelmed you. If your heart is fixed, come back to the Lord and say, Lord, my heart is still to serve you. I need help. And you know what? The Lord will help you. And if there is a pattern of failure and disappointment in your life tonight, if you will fix your heart. I've seen people get saved before and they said, I'm going to try it. I remember sitting right outside in a car with someone right down there by the school years ago. And they said, I'm going to kind of see how it goes. I could have told them how it was going to go. It won't. Because if we're going to follow the Lord, we are either all in or we're not. Because it's the only way it's going to work. Lord, I'm in. So the question is, tonight, are we in or out? Have we fixed our hearts? Have we said, Lord, no matter what the cost, I choose you. And tonight, let it not be a mystery. We heard in the message this morning, in choosing Christ, we are choosing His way. In choosing Christ, we are choosing holiness in every area of life. I've made up my mind. I'm not turning back. And it is that that will keep us when you are tempted. You know, if you feel like you've been tempted and it feels like you about can't handle anymore and you are so tired of fighting the devil, you are not alone. You are not alone. You're not odd or weird or strange. It's the way the devil works. But what has seen so many of God's people that could testify tonight through those times was that I've made up my mind. I'm not giving in. Lord, I'm so weak right now. I need some grace, but I've made up my mind. And God's grace, some way, somehow, and I don't understand how it all works, but it seizes through. Because my heart is fixed. And I've made up my mind. This is what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. When they stood before the king and they would not bow down to the image. And he gave them another opportunity. He said, you must have not understood. Bow down. I'm giving you another chance. You remember what their answer was? They said, king, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. What, we don't even need to think about it anymore because we already counted the cost. Amen. Our mind is made up. Do you know that even after we've been saved, we come back to places that we have to reconsecrate and renew our purpose that, Lord, my mind is made up. Young people, your purity is a valuable gift that God has given you. But if you are not quite sure what you're going to do, or I can tell you what's going to happen. The devil has a trap laid. But if you almost set your heart, I've made up my mind. I am not trading in my purity. I'm not giving it up. I'm not going the way of the world. When my friends, and it seems like you can go to camp meeting, you see this one doing that and this one doing this. No, my mind's made up. I'm going to follow you, Lord, no matter what everybody else does. My heart is fixed. That's where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were. We're not careful to answer thee because we already made up our mind. And God will deliver us, but if He doesn't, you know what, we're still not bowing down. Why? Because we made up our not mind. It goes back to when they purposed in their heart that they would not defile themselves with the portion of the king's meat. Have you made up your mind? I'm not going to defile myself. I'm going to cross the Rubicon for God. And maybe I'm saved, but there's areas in my life it seems like I'm trying to hold on to some things. And I wonder this morning tonight if there's someone that's willing to say, Lord, I'm willing to cross the Rubicon and I'm willing to make that decision and that purpose that, Lord, no matter what, I'm fixing my heart tonight and I'm going to make it by the grace of God. They had set their hand to the plow and they didn't look back. And that is the kind of people that the Lord is looking for tonight. A people of purpose, a people with singleness of heart that no matter what, I've made up my mind and I'm going to be faithful to the Lord. Amen.